you know.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just want to warn you, the following clip may induce vomiting.
And here's what I'm going to do. I love the way you sing, too. And incidentally, one time on an airplane, Larry and I were sitting together, and he was humming a song, and it was an old song. And I said, and I found out then that as a kid, you memorized all those songs New York radio, as I did.
Sure.
I sing a couple of songs.
Okay, I'll do the next one.
A couple of lines to a song.
Okay.
And
I'll
love
do the next line.
Thinking of Pete Fountain, all those great old Southern songs from Dixieland. I'm Alabama bound.
I hear the rootie doop. I hear those heebie-jeebies running round.
Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth.
All I'm worth.
Good.
Dad, put my tootsies in an upper berth.
Oh, hear the choo-choo sound.
Why do you favor rape?
That was the next question.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hell. How are you?
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
And by the way, a lot of number twos have done all right.
Sure.
Who he?
He's Larry.
Larry.
Larry from the corner.
I'm Larry.
I'll tell you something about us.
We're curious.
Can't stop us.
Yeah, there, boy.
Sure, boy.
Yeah,
all right.
Sing.
So we got this... We got the Silver Surfer thing, this 12-foot statue.
It's going to be somebody's cherished item.
That's been in a theater. It's they're in theaters around the country. We got it.
Boy.
It's a big thing for sci-fi fans.
Look at those letters. Letters. We've got letters.
We got a lot of them, Mike. Let me see.
I want it so bad. I bought pen to paper.
Here's some of the... you decide which category some of these go into.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dear Don and Mike, I believe I should get the Silver Surfer statue because my dad and I are both huge Silver Surfer fans, and he named me after the Silver Surfer. Please check out my name, Norin Ray Harlow.
Wow. Norin is correct.
There's
Norin is the Silver Surfer's first name.
Apparently so.
There's someone who wrote us kind of a haiku. The radio gods have called. I must summon my surfer muse. Muse, I'm sorry. For the thought of failing, I almost bawled at missing this heavenly cue. The forthcoming movie will make false fans.
You sound like Elvis. You're like Elvis.
Like those who are fair weather. And their love for the surfer fades with time. Mine will be forever.
Well, that's lovely.
Please allow me to beat the odds and be eternally blessed.
That's moving. That's touching.
I like that one.
Tugging at the heartstrings.
Here we go. Oh, my sweet buttery Jesus.
I like that.
Now, some of these
That starts?
Yeah, some of these I'm editing a little bit because of time constraints.
Sure.
They all were done exactly as we had asked.
Right.
100 words exactly.
Good.
Oh, my sweet buttery Jesus. I have to have it. I'm a 42-year-old fanboy that cannot imagine how great that display looked. When I saw it, my pants got real tight.
Oh, that's not good.
I must possess it. The great Galactus would want it that way.
Who's the great Galactus?
I have no idea.
Doesn't really matter.
Have I mentioned I wear a Batman belt buckle?
Good for you.
Every day.
Mm.
That's right, four.
Wonder what that smells like.
Four with four fantastic styles. I'll be the king of my neighborhood. With this glorious statue in my 3-bedroom apartment.
I like that one so far. I like the Batman belt buckle. That actually worked for me.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, my name is Cameron. I am a dork. I own over 10 surfer posters, including a vintage one from the 70s.
I used to be your program director.
I own every single comic, including the first appearance in Fantastic Four.
Well,
and I truly named my son Norin. Look in Silver Surfer issue 92.
Look that up.
And you will see my letter to the editor.
This okay. Sounds like
is that it?
He sounds like a good candidate.
It goes on. It's got like
it rambles on.
The rest is just did I mention that Stan Lee has signed comics to my son Norin? Don't forget my many T-shirts and the animated TV cartoon that I have.
This Norin name seems to be very popular.
Yeah.
Do you
Do you think that's the other Norrin's dad? Do you think they're both trying to get it?
They could be. Probably.
Our research staff says Galactus is Silver Surfer's nemesis, and he is known as the Eater of Worlds.
The Eater of Worlds.
Yeah.
See, I told you it didn't matter.
Thank you, Buzz.
Galactus.
Galactos.
Let me see.
It's Galactus?
Galactus, it says us. I was just making up.
Here's another one that has Galactus. Dear Don and Mike, I deserve the Silver Surfer more than anyone because I have always been more devoted to Galactus than anyone. And I'm not using any names, but let's say that Silver Surfer is a fair-weather herald. Nuff said.
Oh, that's real. That is the first real nerd one you've gotten.
For I am, too, a herald of Galactus, except not in his capacity.
What
as...
is a herald?
I don't know.
What the hell is he talking
except
about?
Except not in his capacity as the destroyer of worlds.
Fine.
Instead, I am a herald.
Can I rip that one up?
From one of his lesser offices.
With your teeth?
Especially the Flicker. You might find this a fairly modest offering of heralding, but given the size, there you go, Mike. There you go. Just
can I have it?
There you go.
Thank you.
With my best wishes.
You know, I kind of like this one. No, I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, careful.
It's going to make it harder to read. Make it real small so we can't tape it back together. This is a subjective contest,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it is totally subjective, Mike.
Well, how about one more then?
There we are. All right.
What, Robbie, what
a herald is an officer with the status of ambassador acting as the official messenger between leaders of war. The messenger.
A herald.
A herald.
Dear Don and Mike, Saturday I went to a theater that had the display figure in the lobby.
Okay, here we go.
I asked the manager what happens when they don't need it anymore, and she said it goes back to 20th Century Fox.
Right.
I love comics, and it's so cool. I asked if I could make her an offer. She laughed and ignored me.
Uh-huh.
My wife had to drag me away to keep me from making a scene.
That's a good letter.
You would make me so happy by declaring me the winner. I'll still be your biggest fan regardless, but please help me out.
I love that letter. Yeah. That is the real deal. That I can see the guy doing that in the movie theater and embarrassing his wife. Yep. I like that.
Yep. Okay, hold on.
This is a guy who saw it on his own, really wanted it.
She's dear Don and Mike. I want the Silver Surfer because the one at the movie theater I go to is too hard to steal.
That's another good one.
The Surfer is upstairs and roped off. I would have to take him down in hand to the open-air lobby escalator and out the front door.
That'd be very tough.
There are also guards at the doors, not to mention the concession stand. People might notice a giant Silver Surfer riding down the escalator.
Probably.
Please give me the Surfer now.
Okay, that one just moved up on the list for me. Little humor with it, too. I like those last two. Those are strong letters, those two.
Here we go. Dear Don and Mike. I want to throw my hat into the ring for the Silver Surfer statue.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a space-themed surf band.
Oh, wow.
Called Reverb Galaxy. On stage, we wear spacesuits, glowing glasses, and drink ice-cold Tang.
Wow.
We are accompanied by our Jane Jetson-esque dancing girls, the Neptunas. Along with smoking ray guns.
Where are they performing? Yeah, really. I want to go see that.
We are playing in lovely downtown Hyattsville, Maryland, Saturday.
Oh, my. Right. Downtown Hyattsville.
And we would love to have Norrin Rad be with us on this and subsequent appearances.
That's strong right there.
You'll just get moshed.
That one too. That's a finalist.
That is a fine. Boy, that's three in a row that are terrific. I like the guy that was just honest about it, and the guy that wanted to steal it, and then the guy with the band.
Here's a guy. Dear Don and Mike. Okay. The Silver Surfer thing. Give it to me. Don't go looking for me to explain why.
Oh.
Just effing give it to me.
No, not good.
Don't care for that?
No.
It goes on. Give me the goddamn statue. What the hell? Give me the effing statue. Thank you. God bless you.
No, not thick enough. Didn't work.
The Silver Surfer would be, dear Donna Mike, the Silver Surfer would be the king of my spacious living room. He would stand tall among my collection of Star Wars.
Stand tall!
Transformers, Dungeons and Dragons, and my comic character items. I imagine him overseeing my large room with lightsabers, action figures, dragon items, and my props from Heroes, Stargate, and Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, greedy Gus. Sure.
I'm awed at the prop. It would be outstanding to acquire. The Don and Mike Show gives me a chance to win the ultimate representation of my favorite comic book character.
Who's this? What's this guy's name?
Loser.
Loser. Greedy loser.
It's a coveted item.
Yeah, well, he's just got too much stuff already. Yeah. You know, and you know what? He wants to add it to just all his crap, and it's not enough about the Silver Surfer.
You think right. the guy's
some of those other letters in there are pure Silver Surfer letters.
Right. You think the guy's house is like the 40-year-old virgin's house?
Yeah, exactly. He's got the action figures. You know, never been laid.
Dear Don and Mike, I spent an hour on the phone, could not get through to you today. Here goes. I want the Silver Surfer so I may take it on my study program abroad. I will take the Surfer to Jerusalem, Israel. I will blog about our adventures, such as setting it up outside the U.S. Embassy, setting it up outside the Muslim and Jewish holy centers, and other crazy sites. I will also try to expedite a passport.
Kooky Crazy Site is a copyrighted feature.
For Norrin Rad.
A lot of Norrin Rad in there, you know, the real name of the Silver Surfer. But, no, you know, first of all, I don't believe he would put it on a plane.
I
don't think he could get it on a plane. Unless you paid for a full fare ticket.
Right.
Even that.
But still, the surfboard would get in the way. Does it come with a surfboard?
Yes.
It has the surfboard.
He's on the surfboard.
Some items sold
12 feet high.
His feet attached to the surfboard.
Very cool.
Let me see that.
I'd sure like to see it in here, that mini-skirted mom. Sure,
then we got
sexy.
An awful lot of them like this one, Mike.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, I want the Silver Surfer statue so I can melt it down and use the remains to make a barbecue pit. Then I want to watch all your nerd listeners hold a candlelight service when I cook up some sandwiches. Don't worry. I'll make a large silver cup to catch their tears and drink it from to wash down my ribs. Thank you.
It's not really made out of metal, though, is it?
No.
No, it's not. I don't think so.
It's not made out of metal, so that doesn't count. Okay. It's a space-age polymer, as we've mentioned time and time again.
We got the three good ones.
I like those three. I do. I like the guy that wanted to steal it, the guy that was embarrassing his wife, and then what was that? The guy with the band, the space-age band.
Right. Hold on a second. Let me see. And then there was the one serious one.
A serious one?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Man, well, they're all serious.
You don't do that here, though. But this is serious.
Here's one that mentions cancer that's not serious.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hold on.
Funny cancer?
The end of it's funny.
All right.
Dear Don and Mike, I was happy to hear about your Silver Surfer monument giveaway. Because I have a friend whose cancer would certainly go into remission if this shiny magical man arrived on his birthday.
Man, don't be too sure.
Unfortunately, when I went to your website, I was shocked to find not a silver man, but a blue one. I admit he is silvery blue.
Oh, here we go. This is like our argument.
Hold on. I admit he is silvery blue, but you would either have to be a two-time loser or a full-time boozer to call him truly silver. Luckily, my job at the gun factory pays me well.
Wow.
I think
that was kind of a veiled dig at me. Yeah,
and
very scary.
Veiled threat. Brian.
Yeah, very, very veiled threat. Let me hold on to that one, Don.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. There it is.
I didn't even get the threat part. I just got the part about you were talking about the color of your car.
Wow.
And then there's the one.
Back to the gun factory.
Hey, Andrew, bite me.
Dear Don and Mike, I want to win the Silver Surfer because I said, because, what is this?
Exactly.
Why'd you give me this one?
Because I like the writing style of it.
I want to win the Silver Surfer because I plan rape, said Surfer. I then plan to go to wake it up and feed it a cherry pie, Jack.
Wow.
Sling Blade voice. I also plan to dress up the Surfer as Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara.
Oh, dear.
And get it into a small room and rip it a new silver butt.
Oh, wow.
Good day, sirs. I said good day.
Is this backlash from the comic book people?
I don't know.
That don't like the fact that I don't like comic books.
You want that one, too?
Yes, I'm going to hold on to this.
That one. That one's for you, too.
Not a finalist.
Is this? Wow. Oh,
man. In your file.
Oh, that's nasty.
Now, just to be fair.
Yes.
Just to be fair, we definitely don't play, seriously, the cancer card on this show.
Right.
We don't, if we have a contest, we don't do Make-A-Wish stuff because it's incredibly one-sided. It serves no purpose except to make the disc jockey show the listeners what a great guy he, she, or it is.
Right.
So that's why we generally don't do that.
No, we don't like to exploit those situations. Some people do a lot of good with it, but we just don't choose to do that.
I leave this to you that someone, of course, broke the rules, and I really would not have a clear conscience if I didn't at least tell you we received this. Uh-huh. Hello, guys. My name is Nina. I am not writing to you because I want the server for myself. I'm writing because I want it for my husband. This is going to be longer than 100 words, but please, I beg you, read till the end. My husband is my hero and a man among men. I have dealt with a medical condition that causes me a great deal of pain, scarring, constant medications, hospital stays, blah, blah, blah. As wonderful he is to love me in spite of my scars, he's more of a hero. 5 years ago, in April 2002, I gave birth to our son with an emergency C-section. 2 weeks later, I was nearly dead. I developed an infection, which led to a collapsed lung, bowel blockage, severe dehydration, and blood loss.
Oh, my.
At 2 weeks old, we had to make the awful decision to let my parents take my son to live with them. Every day I was in the hospital, my husband was there with me when he wasn't at work. Our struggle didn't end there.
Blah, blah, blah.
Over the last 5 years, I've been in and out of the hospital every day and nearly died twice more. He has held my hair when I'm sick, held me up when I couldn't stand, worked his ass off on weekends, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
And it goes on and so forth. And so that very, very, very tough story.
Unfortunate.
He has been collecting comics since he was a kid. He has a minimum of 20,000 comics. He loves them. He loves your show.
We appreciate that.
When I found out about this contest, I could think of no better way to show him how much I love him than to win this for him. Help me show him that nice guys don't finish last.
Oh, dear. Wouldn't it have been nice if she'd contacted the right show for the...
Thank you so much for reading this. I apologize for the length, but I can't sum up my love in 100 words.
Well, I hope he hears that.
Yeah.
A book wouldn't be enough.
Oh,
wow.
That's wonderful.
Well said.
Mm. It's wonderful. You lose.
Pixie.
This is the way I checked it there, honey.
Very, very nice letter, though.
You cheated death 3 times,
mm-hmm.
You're already a big winner.
And they're still together. That's what counts. Now back to the finalists.
Jesus.
Wow. Well, we just don't. We said that going in. We didn't want that. We don't want that with our contest.
I just want to say, I don't care how it makes me look. I vote no, because
right.
That's someone who, in my opinion, is manipulating a goofy contest and turning it into like a make-a-wish.
And that's unfortunately that takes the goofy out of the contest, and that's what we're looking for.
That's my vote no. You vote yes or no on the cancer thing.
I vote yes. I think we should give that person the silver server. Absolutely, but I'll go along with whatever you want to do. Whatever you wish, Don, if you really want to take it away from this poor one. No, it's not. It's goofiness. You got to go with the goof. We're looking for the silliest reason, you know, the funny, the amusing. Unfortunately, that's what we said we were looking for.
All right, then we're going to go with one of these.
Boy, now I'm confused because I think now we ought to go with, if we can determine that that's a real band, then I think that's the best exposure for the Silver
He'd
Surfer.
Famous.
Well, we
could
call the guy up.
Yeah, I think we should call the guy up and find out if they really are. And they said they're performing in Hyattsville, downtown Hyattsville, which everybody knows is Music City here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Let's hit a break. We're going to talk to our buddy Mark Fisher here in a moment about something entirely different. Then we'll come back and we'll pick a winner for this contest.
Very good.
Okay.
Very, very good.
And just so you think, we don't have a heart to that woman that wrote that touching letter. Rob, please go to the place where we have our T-shirts from our website that we sell.
Yes.
Find a couple of seconds.
Factory seconds.
And send them out.
Some irregulars.
No. God bless you.
No charge.
I shall.
There you are. See, everybody thinks that you're this big ogre, and look what you just did. You don't want to ruin that reputation.
Don't embarrass him.
Come on now.
Did it mention whether she had any amputations? Because we have a couple that only have one sleeve.
Yeah, those really are seconds.
That's fun.
Yeah, so we'll
super.
Send those.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah. It's all the you know. Rob's the guy. Like when you hit the guy, and the guy's unconscious on the ground, robs the guy that looks both ways and comes over and kicks him in the head.
That's me.
Anybody looking? Yeah, I'm a tough guy, too.
Sure, boy. All right, we'll figure this crap out when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.